CMPD Chief Kerr Putney wants to retire and then a few months later return to his job and work until the Republican National Convention concludes next summer. State law might get in the way, but WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson hopes things work out for Putney. He explains why in today's On My Mind column.
One good way to think about any political deal that seems sketchy or weird is to ask a simple question. Would you do it? So let's apply that to the case of Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney. Putney has put in 27 years of service to the department, and he's eligible to retire and draw a pension. But the city wants him to stick around through the Republican National Convention next year. So Putney proposed that he retire at the end of the year, take a couple months off, then return to the job in March and help keep us safe until President Trump leaves town. It's a fairly common practice in government and business. The police department often does this with their rank-and-file officers. They retire, then come back after 30 days. It lets employees keep working while drawing their pensions, and it lets employers hold on to valued workers. The problem is that State Treasurer Dale Falwell says it's illegal for an employee to retire with the intent of coming back. That law doesn't appear to have been enforced much until now. But Putney's case is different. One, he's in a very public role. And two, some media reports say he could be entitled to as much as $600,000 in a lump sum pension. So there seems to be a tension between the way the law is written and the way it's been practiced over the years. That makes it a matter for the city and the state to work out. But if I had a vote, I'd lean toward Putney's side for a couple of reasons. One, we are really going to need him next year. The GOP convention will bring protesters and counter-protesters and a president who doesn't seem to mind throwing matches on top of a pile of sticks. The whole world will be watching. It's the worst possible time to break in a new police chief. And two, to go back to the beginning, if it's legal, wouldn't you do the same thing? I mean, if I could retire, cash in the pension that I earned, take some time off and rest up for what might be one of the most stressful events in Charlotte's history, you bet I'd take that deal. There's only one difference. It might be hard to get me to come back to work. Kerr Putney has promised to come back. And if his arrangement clears the legal hurdles, we should let him.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.